This is your Northwest Report for Monday, February 27th. I'm David Sparks, and did you know that honeybees help to pollinate one of every three bites of food we eat? That said, these beneficial insects are facing a food shortage of their own. There is a significant lack of forage areas for honeybees and other pollinators. With all the fruit and vegetables grown in the Northwest, this is particularly important. And Bayer and its partners in a new fee-to-bee steering committee are making available $500,000 over the next 2 years to fund projects that will increase forage and plantings for honeybees, monarch butterflies, and other pollinators in every state in the United States. Here's Becky Langer, Project Manager, North America Bee Health for Bayer Crop Science Division.
They all believe that forage and habitat is playing a critical role in the health of the honeybees. Everyone wants to know how they can participate or how they can help the health of the bees. Forage is an easy way to do this. As our role in this, we've launched Fee2Bee, which is a forage initiative for 2015. We have a challenge or a goal that we're going to plant 50 million or more flowers across the United States.
Elsewhere, and this story keeps coming up again and again, this time out of AgriTimes Northwest, the camelina plant would become an economically feasible alternative to conventional jet fuel under certain market conditions, according to a new Oregon State University analysis. Years of research at OSU and other universities has demonstrated that camelina can be grown on marginal land and has potential as a rotation crop with wheat. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.